The Lord said unto Samuel, How long will you be filled with sorrow because of Saul? I have refused to have him as king over Israel. Fill your animal horn with olive oil and go your way. I am sending you to Jesse in Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king. But Samuel said, How can I go? Suppose Saul hears about it, then he'll kill me. The Lord said, Take a young cow with you. Tell the elders of Bethlehem, I have come to offer a sacrifice to the Lord. Invite Jesse to the sacrifice. Then I will show you what to do. You must anoint for me the one I point out to you. Samuel did what the Lord said, and he arrived into Bethlehem. The elders of the town met him. They were trembling with fear. They asked him, Have you come in peace? Samuel replied, Yes, I have come in peace. I come to offer a sacrifice to the Lord. Set yourselves apart to him and come to the sacrifice with me. Then he set Jesse and his sons apart to the Lord. He invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab. He thought, This has to be the Lord. He wants me to anoint him. But the Lord said to Samuel, Do not consider how handsome and tall he is. I have not chosen him. The Lord does not look at the things that people look at. People look at the outside of a person, but the Lord looks at what's in the heart. Then Jesse called for Abinadab. He had him walk out in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, The Lord hasn't chosen him either. Then Jesse had Shema walk by. But Samuel said, The Lord hasn't chosen him either. Jesse had seven of his sons walk in front of Samuel. But Samuel said to him, The Lord hasn't chosen any of them. So he asked Jesse, Are these the only sons you have? No, Jesse answered, My youngest is taking care of the sheep. Samuel said, Send for him. We won't sit down to eat until he arrives. So Jesse sent for his son and had him brought in. He looked very healthy. He had a fine appearance, handsome features. Then the Lord said, Get up and anoint him. This is the one. So Samuel got the animal horn and filled it with olive oil. He anointed David in front of his brothers. From that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. Samuel went back to Ramah. So you had, prior to this, Saul, who was anointed king, who rebelled against God. And most of you know the story of David. David did fall into sin and different things, but the difference between David and Saul was the intents of their heart. When Saul fell into rebellion and became a man pleaser, he went back to Samuel for forgiveness and said, Don't let the Lord take my kingdom. When David fell in sin, he went directly to God because he was a man after God's own heart. He said, Take not my Holy Spirit. Take not the Holy Spirit from me. This is the heart that we need, a heart after God. Not worried about riches and our own glory, but whether or not we are pleasing the Lord. That's why he never lost his anointing. That last verse I said, he anointed David in front of his brothers. From that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerful on David. Yes, he was a man like us. Yes, he slipped and fell like us. The difference between him and Saul was, he still had a heart that wanted to please God in spite of him falling. And he would always repent, pick himself up, and follow the Lord.